all had spent 12 days cooped up in their cabin on the Diamond Princess after it was quarantined. They'll now begin another two-week quarantine at a U.S. military facility.
Fox's Simon Owen. It's the third of 4 days of early voting for Democrats ahead of the Nevada caucuses Saturday.
A recent poll done by the Las Vegas Review-Journal and AARP shows Senator Bernie Sanders leading the Democratic field with 25%, followed by former Vice President Joe Biden with 18% and Senator Elizabeth Warren at 13%. 8% of those surveyed said they were undecided.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There's a debate in Las Vegas Wednesday night. America's listening to Fox News.
Happy President's Day.
President's Day.
Who doesn't like a three-day weekend?
President's Day at 7:03.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week?
Sure.
Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We've been looking at cameras around the area. There are foggy areas, not necessarily if you look out your window, but foggy areas out there this morning. And a dense fog advisory generally north of the Alabama River between here and Birmingham. So keep in mind that there will be a little drizzle, enough to get your windshield wipers going too. Mostly cloudy today on this President's Day holiday with a high temperature up to about 69. A big improvement over yesterday, which was pretty dismal. Rain chances 20% daytime today. Or let's say 20% or less daytime today. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight, especially after midnight. And the rain will continue on Tuesday and Tuesday night. 58 tonight, 74 tomorrow. Cooler behind the front Wednesday with more showers. Then another surge of rain coming in Wednesday night and Thursday. That looks like it could be a soaker. And a cold rain, too. Thursday's high 53, chilly Friday, but dry. Right now, east winds at 9 miles per hour, cloudy skies, drizzling in the area. It's 53 at 7:04.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
They've been celebrating President's Day all month at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Today just happens to be the day. But up to 50% off on everything in stock. So if you were going to use today to do a little shopping, let me recommend you stop by Kaiser. Easy to find. On Wetumpka Highway at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And a great location. A, because it's convenient to all parts of the river region. But it's just beyond the taxing tentacles of Montgomery. So it's 8 1/4 on whatever you pick out. We bought a recliner there. But one of the things I've noticed is that The entertainment center, you know, if you recall, those first came along in the 80s, and they had room for a TV.
Yeah,
right?
It's different now. They're it's a different world.
They literally have had to be reinvented to accommodate the changes in technology and the kinds of devices people are using to serve their TVs, and they're available. They've got some unbelievable entertainment centers at Kaiser. Full pieces for bedroom, bath, whatever you need, they've got, including a great collection of accent pieces. Every house has a spot that needs something. You can't put a chair there, you can't, but maybe there's a unique table or something else that you can use. This is the place to go find that unique item. Again, up to 50% off. Kaiser offers free delivery for all active and retired military. So celebrate President's Day with huge savings at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings by Weiser Shop. Kaiser. There at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. We have everything. We could play True the Baloney today with President's Day as the topic. We did not get a conundrum today.
Oh.
They're closed.
So we get a True the Baloney?
We get a True the Baloney.
Okay.
And we could do that. And you've got random facts coming
up. Yep, I do.
And later on this hour in Animal Stories, right now it's the only story I got, but it's true. A park in Florida closed because of a snake orgy.
Well, we've...
Making more snakes.
We've all had to deal with that, huh?
Yeah, I suppose at some time or another it's inevitable, right? Maybe I got a couple of leftover... By the way, if you have a good animal story, You can send it to me through Facebook Messenger or at my very modern email address, which is Greg Goodell. Greg Goodell at AOL.com. That's AOL. Perhaps you've heard of them. It's brand new.
Moses had that address. But then he upgraded to Gmail.
Oh, yeah. I'm always the last, right?
No, I'm AOL as well.
Goose still has it, but more... She's like her old man. She says, I just can't bring myself to close.
I would have to notify 100 people.
You say that if you decide to go with a different email address, I can't even find my name on Gmail. Yeah. I think I used to actually set one up a long time ago.
Oh.
And I forgot it.
Yeah. That's bad.
Well, that's not good.
So, and I don't want to do one of those dopey, you know, hey, morning man or something like that.
I still got a dial phone.
We do too, just in case we can't get into work one morning.
Yeah, I finally got rid of that years ago, so I just have my cell phone.
Well, in case I have to plug the Comrex in or something, you know.
Oh,
jeez. I did that for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. So what we got here is your local news. Jay will be back with random facts. I was at Food Outlet yesterday, as I always am, at actually a little bit earlier yesterday than normal. And we will give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question. 7 o'clock.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. A homicide investigation is underway after two people were killed and a third person was injured in Notasulga. The shootings happened Sunday on Alabama Highway 14. The Macon County Sheriff says the shootings are connected to a domestic dispute. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly hit and run involving a pedestrian. This happened Sunday morning on Interstate 85 between Forest Avenue and South Union Street. Authorities received a call about a body found near the woods. Police determined the woman was hit and killed by a car. And a Selma man is behind bars after allegedly shooting into an apartment building and burning a car. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson says 18-year-old Giorgio Howell is now charged with shooting into an occupied building and criminal mischief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here's your weekly meal planner if you're trying to lose weight. Sunday, pick up a crap load of groceries and prep meals for the week. Monday, think about cooking something you prepared, but cave and order Grubhub. Tuesday, feel guilty about wasting money on groceries and actually cook a meal you were going to eat on Monday. Wednesday, attempt to eat a healthy salad, but make mac and cheese instead. Thursday, working late, so drive through it is. Friday, pizza, wine, pizza, wine, pizza, and more wine. Saturday and Sunday, bagels, cinnamon roll frappuccino, margaritas, chicken fingers, fries, and Oreos. Oh, and a reminder to stop making these stupid food lists.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is February 17th, My Way Day. My Way Day is inspired by the famous phrase, "It's my way or the highway." Wait, what's happening? Where's everyone going?
Yeah, we're all picking the highway.
But it's My Way Day.
And now, Sinatra's usual morning show nonsense, we call it
Random Facts. Sinatra did a song called My Way.
Yep.
Remember him? He was before your time.
Oh no, I love Sinatra. Yeah. Sinatra, like I've often said, you should do a Sinatra song or Dean Martin or Sammy Davis, one of those guys.
You got Kennedy elected.
Yeah, let's do High Hopes.
My Way though was written by, Perry Como.
Como.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he wrote it.
Perry Como, the human anesthetist. In Seattle. And by the end of the song, you're like,
oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
If you want to see something really funny, go to YouTube, SCTV, Perry Como, hilarious.
Nice sweaters.
Yes, that, he was known for those.
Yeah. That's your Perry Como facts for the
That's
day.
That's your Perry. Now let's move on.
Did you know Julia Grant, she was the wife of Ulysses S. She was born with a condition called strabismus. She had crossed eyes. When her husband, Ulysses, became president, she considered getting them surgically corrected. Mm-hmm. But he looked her...
Sort of in the eye.
Let me guess, she got kicked in the head by a mule.
No!
She fell down a well.
It was romantic.
Oh, come on.
But
not anymore.
No, not anymore. He looked her sort of in the eyes.
Over here, honey.
God.
Mary Strabismus.
Well, what I'm about to say now just ain't going to mean anything because that was just too funny. He said to her, "Did I not see you and fall in love with you with these same eyes? I like them just as they are." So.
Play Perry Como.
Somebody went on to say from, I guess it's from her Wikipedia profile, at one point her pet canary died, and Ulysses crafted a small yellow coffin and summoned 8 fellow officers for an avian funeral service.
Oh, man.
I did not know.
This
he
guy
was
from Ohio, and History Channel is about
to. I was about to say, you said they're doing a documentary.
A major documentary. They said coming soon. They haven't even given a date, but it's going to be a miniseries.
He certainly is an interesting character.
Yep.
I didn't know he was this sensitive, though. That's
I didn't either.
I remember President Lincoln, they were talking about how U.S. Grant is a drunk. He said, and after he won a big battle, he said, find out what he drinks and send him a whole case.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wrong, by the way, on Perry Como. I knew this. I just got corrected on that. It was Paul Anka, not Perry Como.
Oh.
Paul Anka.
Who also wrote the theme to The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
With Johnny Carson.
That's who it was. And I knew
Anka
that.
Is Perry Como's illegitimate son.
Okay.
There's the connection. And he's also cross-eyed.
Well, he fell down a well.
And moving on, did you know a Georgia teacher who bought a $400 travel insurance policy was rewarded $10,000 because she read the fine print of the contract. After reading all the way to page 7 I don't even make it past page one. I don't even make it to the fine print. I just sign where it says. Yeah. Was that a doorbell?
Did sound like a doorbell.
I just heard a doorbell.
Oh, that was a text from Harriet, and that's her noise.
Oh, okay.
Harriet.
You have a train whistle.
I do.
Send me just one word or a letter, and just hit send, and this is your text sound. You have a unique text sound on my phone, so it didn't come in yet.
But I sent it.
It will come in eventually. I don't know. Maybe they're closed on President's Day. Anyway, you have a train whistle that denotes that, and Harriet has a doorbell. There are like three or four people in my life that have their own unique text. So you do not, Jay.
You didn't turn the sound off your phone.
No, because we just heard. No, it didn't come in yet, but that's okay. Maybe I put you on text block.
Well, if these all come in at once, it's going to sound like a locomotive coming through.
Yeah, it just came in on the iPad, but it hasn't come in on the phone yet. How about
Interesting.
That?
Interesting.
Anyway.
We'll hear it. There it is.
That's cool.
That's you. Anyway, go ahead.
She got to page 7 on the fine print, and she saw a pays to read bit that said the first person to email and mention...
There you are again.
It's going to sound like a train yard over
at the junction.
All aboard!
said the first person to email and mention the fine print contest would win $10,000, she was the first one.
You did? Yeah. I've heard this before.
I've heard of things like this. Not necessarily this particular one, but I've heard of things like this.
If you got through all the print, the fine print...
thing at the bottom says, thing, yeah. Oh, hey, by the way.
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, if
who did
you,
that? Who?
That was a Georgia, some teacher in Georgia. Okay. It was a travel insurance policy she bought.
Travel insurance.
Yeah. She spent $400 but got $10,000.
So, wow.
Yeah, nice. Good. So, the only...
Leave me alone. I'm working.
The only real thing you need, if you've ever been curious about Scientology, the only thing you really need to know is this. Charles Manson studied 150 hours of Scientology before he decided that the religion was too crazy for him.
Oh, that's good to know. That's a heck of an endorsement for Scientology.
Yeah, right?
Too crazy for Charles Manson.
It is a crazy religion. Did you know, while experimenting on a jet pump project for NASA in his bathroom in 1982, a man by the name of Lonnie Johnson shot a stream of water across the room and thought, that's interesting. Yep. I should do something with that.
What did he invent?
The Super Soaker went on to make him $73 million in royalties.
So cool.
Yeah, we have a
Super Soaker. Boy, it takes me back to my childhood and last week.
I've never had a Super Soaker.
Oh, I've got one right inside. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
You can squirt us for fun.
All right, sure. Did you know that the reason the International Space Station doesn't fall back to Earth is because once a month, it fires its thrusters to regain the lost altitude it gathered for that month?
Sure. Like those satellites that take our satellite picture, they spin with the Earth. In other words, they're following the Earth around, and they have to do little corrections.
Just every now and again, that's it. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Colombian government and a interesting thing they did to reach out to their captive soldiers.
Okay.
We'll talk about Seinfeld, the TV show, a little interesting fact about Antarctica. A man who was called the Phantom Barber. Also, the term burrito. We'll talk about that. Okay. And a little interesting fact about men and women in Sweden.
Sweden?
Yes, Sweden.
Husker du?
Yeah, she's.
It's all next. And you're competing for a $10 food outlet gift certificate. And yes, I was there yesterday. And yes, I said ribeye $7.88 a pound. You should see the package of ribeyes I got.
Oh.
They are... gorgeous. So I can tell you through Wednesday, either tomorrow or Wednesday is steak day. The other day will be BLT day.
Okay.
And then after that, it's a mystery. Mm-hmm. But I got lots. Well, I started making my homemade barbecue sauce yesterday, and I do have some Boston butt that I could soak
some
that
butt?
In for Thursday. And then if you keep that up Friday, you'll get crackers with nothing on them. No dip. Real value in the meat department. The ribeyes, USDA, $7.88 a pound. You know what? They cost about double that at the chain stores. Why? I don't know. Why you would pay that? That's what I really don't know. Why are you getting... I mean, they may as well make people that go to the meat department in these chain stores walk back with their arms, heads up, you know? It's just crazy what they charge. Boston Butt at Food Outlet, $1.08 a pound. Chicken tenders, $1.99. Spork pear ribs, $1.65. 2-liter bottles of all Coke products are $1.08. Iceberg lettuce, 88 cents a head. It's $1.99 at the chains. And Bluebell ice cream, $4.83. That's for a big, full-bottom, half-gallon. Three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet west of Highway 31 on Main Street in the Preferred Community. And I saw a couple of listeners again yesterday, every Sunday morning, on Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 7:23.
Didn't get a text yesterday morning, but that's okay. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Hey.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got a lot of cars on the boulevard this morning. Coming off 231, the Northeast Boulevard, very congested from Wetumpka Highway all the way over to Atlanta Highway. Got some congestion on the East Boulevard and East-South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but not quite the number of cars normally because, well, the state employees are off work today for President's Day. We do have one accident, I-865 southbound. If you're on 65 southbound just before Hope Hall. We had an accident there earlier. Should be in the cleanup stages, but just be advised and use caution if you're traveling that way this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more, C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Price. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, on this President's Day, hail to the chief of
Random Facts.
Oh, boy. Topical.
That's me.
Tight. Good.
Did you know, in 2010, the Colombian government successfully transmitted a Morse code message to their captive soldiers in a most interesting way? Somehow, they composed a song that was popular enough to hit the local top 40 radio. Mm-hmm. And in part of the interlude, they disguised Morse code in a synth section of the song.
You're kidding. How would you know, though, to...
I don't know the...
How would you know to decode that? You know what I mean?
Let's see. I think it says, even though I am tired and alone, I feel like I'm beside you. Listen to the message, brother. And then it goes into the interlude. Oh. The Morse code states, 19 have been rescued. You are next. Don't lose hope.
Oh, great.
Wow.
I love this.
Yeah.
I'm sure glad I never was in a situation where I had to figure out what Morse code was saying, you know?
That's in 2010.
That's always has impressed me that people can decipher that on the fly.
Or even prisoner of wars,
yes,
who have, with their eyes, transmitted messages. You know.
Did you know the Seinfeld theme was redone for every single episode?
You're kidding!
Yes, because he would match the pacing of Jerry's opening monologue. You know, every show started with Jerry doing
right?
a bit of stand-up.
Yep.
And so the theme song would match the pacing of what that was.
I did not know that. That's amazing. That's really cool.
What's the deal?
What's the deal? I mean, come on. What are you doing? Did you know Antarctica doesn't have any permanent citizens and has no indigenous population? There's only 11 children that have been known to have been born in Antarctica, but it has no permanent citizens.
And it doesn't have any political... Nobody owns
it. Nobody owns it, no. Right. Everybody's got little...
flags and...
They got little stations set up there, right, you know, right. Surveys and things like that, yep. But it's not owned by anybody. Right. Yeah. Did you know in 1942 in Mississippi... Okay. There was a man called the Phantom Barber who would sneak into people's homes at night and cut their hair.
His name is Floyd.
There's an episode where he says he practiced on cats.
This is in 1942. Just cut their hair, I guess. That's really weird.
So weird. Strange. Phantom Barber.
The Phantom Barber.
God, I look great this morning. Oh, no.
His nickname was Phantom of the Mopra.
The Mop. That'd be like the hair.
Yeah, kind of what I had in mind. It was dumb, but it's all I had.
Yeah.
So we know what the term burro means. Burro being, you know, a donkey, a burro.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Brooklyn was the donkey?
Yeah. When he said burro...
There's a couple of different definitions, obviously, for depending on how you spell it.
Yeah.
Burro.
Yeah, but...
B-U-R-R-O.
A burro. A burro.
What the burros we got.
It means donkey. A burrito means little donkey.
Oh.
It gets its name because it carries a bunch of different things.
Mm.
So that's how they get the term burrito.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Burrito.
Could go for a burrito right about now. Mm-hmm. A little breakfast burrito. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I could figure that out one of these days.
Dope.
Sausage, egg, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Breakfast burrito would be great. A little bit of gravy in there.
That's what burrito is. What? That's like a.
It's just a.
Folded up.
Yeah, it's just like a soft taco type thing. Yeah, just but it's folded. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll do that.
All right.
Ooh, a breakfast burrito. It's not a bad idea.
Homer Simpson.
Oh. And finally, did you know that
Sweden.
In 2008, a survey was conducted that found, overall...
Our survey said...
women showered more often than men, with the exception of Sweden. Oh. In Sweden, they're the only country where men outshower the women.
Is that right?
Huh. That is.
Well, their t-shirts won't smell. I'm sorry. That goes back to next, last hour, folks.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's an old callback
if you're,
there.
If you're wondering what in the world is this?
That'll turn up again in our I Missed It News next hour.
Right. And those are all of your random facts for this Monday.
Right. Okay, Rich and Jay are going to croak us.
Oh, I got a couple of good ones.
On a possible pop quiz question worth $10 free shopping and food outlet. Maybe if you're off today, you're finally going to start considering the possibility of an improvement in the wheels you're driving, or maybe it's the day you're going to get that second car for the family. Let me urge you to consider, at least include them. You don't even have to go there until you visit them online at jackingram.com. The signature used cars there are the best of the best. We are 6-time purchasers. We have yet to have an experience that was not incredibly pleasant and great for the pocketbook, too. Super deals. You get the same deal I do. I just picked up, they from time to time, if you're looking for something of a newer vintage with low miles, there are different brands that have 6-month lease programs for their executives. And when those lease programs end, Jack Ingram will, you know, assuming the car fits all the other criteria, we'll pick them up. Well, you can buy those like I did with this Rogue with whatever warranty mileage is left and the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper drivetrain warranty, which is great. And that's the way to go in my book because I saved, you know, on all that depreciation and got myself a 2019 Rogue that I absolutely love. But, again, focusing on the second car for the family, there's a 2004 Volvo V70 in there at under $5,000. You talk about a car that, you know, a new driver could make a mistake in and be totally safe. There you go. Something maybe a little more fun. I used to own one of these when it was the IS300. They got an IS250, a 2008 Lexus. Under 100,000 miles, this car is in amazing condition. It's blue. $89.90. Take a look at that. And lots of sedan values and some large SUVs, too, including a 2006 Honda CRV or a 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo. That's just a little bit above 5,000. Jack Ingram, signature used cars at 235 Northeastern Bypass, over 20 financing programs to get you done. Upgrade your wheels and improve your credit if that's been holding you back. And you can browse online at jackingram.com. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's time for that $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that, I don't know, Rich has some personal sounds he used for people on his phone. What is the sound that comes through when Greg texts Rich?
Okay.
We've trained our audience well. Burrito. Let's see if they can get the answer. 272.
A burl. I heard that.
272-9228.
No, I missed it. I'm sorry.
272-9228. Operator standing right by that. Make you a winner.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're moving into our most busy time of the morning, and we are seeing a lot of congestion on the boulevard around the city. Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard near I-85, 331, and Norman Bridge Road. The 31s are pouring it on this morning, but the level of traffic overall down a bit because it is President's Day. No state workers inbound this morning. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic, and everybody's behaving themselves. No accidents into us to pass along to you, so please buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated all morning long. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get the special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, time for the pop quiz question. Let's get a winner here and try Steve first. Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Hey.
I was going to say, let's do the locomotive and have a train whistle.
That's the one.
That is awesome.
I didn't know that until this morning, that when I texted Rich, a train whistle.
That's right.
Sense. It's one of my favorite sounds in the world, too.
Well, you know, I had a one of my daughters had a answering thing that said, "You have a call from a donkey," and I won't say the real word, but "you have a call from a donkey." I'm like, "Why can't have that for me?" And just, I thought it was just funny.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Hang on. Jay's got a $10 food out of the gift certificate for you. Let's say good morning to Crawdad.
Morning, Crawdad.
Hey.
Good morning. Yeah, that's great. Back when I had a BlackBerry, when my wife would call, it would play the Addams Family theme song.
I've heard of dun-dun-dun-dun for wives, too.
Greg, what was that steak special? Seven what a pound?
That's the
ribeye.
Ribeye, $7.88 a pound.
Is there a limit?
No. And in fact, I picked up a three-pack yesterday. Three perfect, just enough marbling.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely sensational. And the three of them were like $12. So they're all big.
How long is that special good through?
Tuesday, tomorrow.
Good deal.
Yep.
Tomorrow, Tuesday.
Right. The new specials come out Wednesday.
2 weeks.
Because last trip I went over there, we got a pork loin and cut it up at home and fill the freezer. But I'll go for some ribeye.
Oh, they're really
definitely.
Good.
There you go.
All right, you guys.
All right,
how you doing? It seemed like people were really into, you know, elaborate or clever sounds or signals for phone calls and stuff. I think that's kind of worn off, don't you?
Here's the rest of the planet Earth signal. It's yes. It's this one. Oops.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's that one.
Yeah.
Here's Jeff.
Hello. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I was just calling for the thing, man. I was going to tell you, pardon me, Roy, that the cat that got your new shoes, but, you know, he had already guessed it, that choo-choo sound. So.
Yeah, choo-choo, yeah. Choo-choo.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I got one other question for you. Who wrote My Way?
Oh, My Way. You know, it was that guy we talked about earlier.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's Greg's good friend. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I know the guy, Frank Sinatra. I know his piano player.
So well, Frank sang it, but
Paul Anka.
It wasn't him that wrote it.
No,
it was Paul Anka.
Yeah, good old Paul. I mean, it was him. Yeah. Okay, but I appreciate it anyway.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. All right. Animal stories coming up. I really don't have a whole lot of content.
We got plenty of song.
I can stretch the soup. First, though, at 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
A little gray out there this morning. Just enough drizzle to get the windshield wipers going in some cases. Some patchy fog depending on where you are. Some places more than other. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy President's Day today. Generally dry. I've got the rain chances generally under 20%. Not zero, but under 20%. 69 the high today. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially late tonight, especially after midnight, and then continue at times on Tuesday and Tuesday night. 58 tonight, 74 tomorrow. Cooler Wednesday behind the front. Maybe a couple of leftover showers during the daytime hours Wednesday. Then another surge of rain coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. That looks like a potential soaker and a cold, miserable rain at that. Miserable rain at that. Thursday's high, maybe 53. Right now this morning, east winds at 9 miles per hour. Temperature with cloudy skies, 53 at 7:40.
Okay, a little bit later, we're going to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
It's all about President's Day.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Volkswagen has decided to push back the opening date for some of its operations in China. VW already resumed production at some plants, but it's now planning to reopen other factories on February 24th. The company says it'll be disinfecting working areas, distributing masks, and conducting temperature screenings. General Motors is winding down its operations in Australia and New Zealand. It'll end the Holden car brand in Australia and will sell a plant in Thailand. The shutdowns will cost GM more than $1 billion, but the company says it's getting out of markets where its business has been struggling. You're likely to pay less for California wines because there's a surplus of grapes. Lower prices could continue for up to 3 years. Vineyards in Northern California have been planting more acres of new vines. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey,
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Do you hate wearing a surgical mask because it doesn't look cool?
Honey, you can't leave the house without your surgical mask.
Mom, I look like such a dweeb with the surgical mask. I'd rather die.
Well, you just might, young lady.
What if I told you there's another way?
You mean like a cure?
No, I'm talking about the Surgical Mask Bedazzler. Bedazzle your own mask with sparkles, jewels, and stickers with your favorite characters on them.
My kids love their bedazzled surgical masks. I can't tell they're smiling with their mouths anymore, but I can see it in their eyes.
Show off your personality, uniqueness, and desperate attempts to look cool.
This is great for my kids, and my husband loves it too.
I love it because it looks like I'm wearing your panties on my face.
Oh, honey.
The Surgical Mask Bedazzler. The most fabulous way to say, I don't want to die.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly hit-and-run involving a pedestrian. This happened Sunday morning on Interstate 85 between Forest Avenue and South Union Street. Authorities received a call about a body found near the woods. Police determined the woman was hit and killed by a car. A homicide investigation is underway after two people were killed and a third person was injured in Notasulga. The shootings happened Sunday on Alabama Highway 14. The Macon County Sheriff says the shootings are connected to a domestic dispute. And a Selma man is behind bars after allegedly shooting into an apartment building and burning a car. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson says 18-year-old Giorgio Howell is charged with shooting into an occupied building and criminal mischief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's time for your Monday edition of Animal Stories, featuring true tales from the beastesses of the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vault. Stepped all over it. Bad Wolfman.
Bad Wolfman.
Not to do this for salacious purposes, but I have to run a disclaimer here.
Uh-oh. Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
No. That's because it involves, well, there was some whole lot of mating going on.
Oh.
This happened in Lakeland, Florida. Mm-hmm. And people went to a park hoping to have a picnic or a romp or throw the frisbee around, and instead were interrupted by dozens of horny snakes.
Horny snakes?
The city of Lakeland had to close a portion of this park because of this massive snake orgy. Everybody had a hissy fit when they found out the park was closed. They posted on Facebook, it appears they have congregated for mating. They're non-venomous, generally not aggressive, as long as people do not disturb them when they're in the middle of
them. Well, yeah, I mean, works the same for people.
Hey, snakes, get a room.
They will reopen the park when the snakes have finished their business. And other animal-related news. Apparently, there's a trend in online dating. 2,000 Americans have revealed that they have swiped right on a dating app because they want to meet the dog in someone's profile. More than they wanted to meet the actual person.
You know, and that makes sense to me.
Two-thirds of this group said having a cute dog in the online dating profile helped them find success in matching with others.
Doesn't hurt.
4 out of 10 admitted they borrowed a friend's dog to use in their dating profile. Among those who have matched with someone who borrowed a dog for a photo, 53% said their match was very upset when the truth came out. Well, that's a lie. You're starting off with a lie. That's no way to begin a relationship.
By the way, it works on the beach, too.
58% said they've come across someone who didn't look like their profile photos. What a surprise. 49% said they've encountered someone who wasn't truthful in their bio or description. That's all. And 1 in 3 have experienced a breakup in which a pet was involved. And 70% of that group said they missed their pet as much as they missed their ex. There you go.
That was some of the worst parts about some breakups that I've been through was the pets.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I wanted to see the pets.
That's the last stat. 31% said they stayed in a bad relationship even longer.
Because of the pets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, our rocket scientist featured a new study. This is for long-distance relationships. You should each stink up a shirt or a sweater, wear it for a whole day, don't launder it, then exchange it with your other person because you will sleep better at night. We found that piece of science worthy of our rocket scientist.
Unless maybe you got too sweaty.
Well, we were, in that instance, yeah. Maybe you were with those snakes in the park. But in all seriousness here, I just received yesterday my spot crime list of offenses.
What is it?
It's spotcrime.com. Sign up, and they will send you any reports on crimes within whatever mile radius of your home. For example, with us, we got it set for 3. Okay. So that pretty much includes all of our neighborhood. But when you expand that and look around, you realize there's so much going on out there that never makes the news. The news would have you believe there is no crime. It's not quite that way. This is why we urge you to consider, if you don't have a really good security system for your home or business, to call Applied Security. This is a local company that can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. They have state-of-the-art technologies. I was lucky. I almost had to text you for a certain number on Saturday when I came in for the parade.
Oh.
Yeah, because once in a while it changes. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. There's no negotiating our system. If you don't have the number, if you don't have the device, you're not getting in. It's that simple. Wouldn't you like to have that kind of protection on your home or business? Applied Security can make that happen. Mark and Vicky are super people to work with. Anytime you need something, they are here, they are local, and they are on the way. 279-8338. 279-8338. That is the number for Applied Security, Alabama. Electronic Security Board permit number 276. It is 752. Next hour, we're going to play
Truth or Baloney.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Generally, this is our busiest time of the morning, but with state employees being off today, not so much. We do have a lot of congestion west and east south boulevards, the northeast boulevard between Wetumpka Highway and Ware's Ferry. A little action on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway this morning. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We had an accident earlier this morning on 65 southbound as you head out of town past Hyundai Boulevard before you get to Hope Hole. We've got a second accident down there now. Please use caution if you're traveling outbound. Be aware that those accidents are there. They'll slow you down just a bit. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
It is 7:56. Here's Jay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, everybody. I want to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic over in Millbrook. The location's in the name. But actually, if you need the exact location, and really, this is the place you need to start, is MillbrookChiropractor.com. You're waking up with some aches and pains. Maybe you've been dealing with some aches and pains that just haven't gone away. Maybe you woke up with something over the weekend and thought, you know, it'll be gone in the morning. I slept wrong, whatever. If it's still lingering, you need to do something about it. You need to check out Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Go to MillbrookChiropractor.com. There, you will find out all the information you need to know. Their location, exactly their location. Their phone number, so you can call them and make an appointment. Or, better yet, just make an appointment right there from their website. You can do that as well. You can fill out the new patient forms and get them right over there to them all through their website. If you don't want to deal with that, you can print that stuff out and fill it out and then have it ready for you when you go over there to see Dr. Jeff Passley and all the kind folks over at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. That's what they're there for. They want to make you feel better. Want to make you feel, get that pain that you woke up with or any kind of pain that you've been lingering with that just hasn't gone away. Give it another look. Take it to somebody else. Have them kind of look over that pain. See if there's something that they can do or an idea they might have. It's Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Find them online at MillbrookChiropractor.com.
2 minutes before Fox News at 8.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only